Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club show. Woo! And here's Mr. Anthony.
Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Anthony here. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club show. Welcome, wherever you may be. And I'm here with my co-host, my favorite Gemini, Frankie Jackie. Which one are you, Frankie Jackie? Which one are you today?
I'm going to be Jackie today.
You want to be Jackie?
Yeah.
You want to be
not?
Jackie Onassis?
No, definitely not. No.
Well, welcome, everybody. And Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club show, episode number one. And welcome wherever you may be. And right now, everybody, I'm talking to you, Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl, wherever you may be. Maybe you're both Buddy Boy and Buddy Girl. Or
hey.
You never know. You never know, right? Right, Frankie? Jackie?
We don't know. And everybody's welcome. Yeah.
No matter what planet you're from, in your case, you're from the planet Mercury. That's you, Frankie, Jackie, Frankie. Right? From Mercury. Right? And we don't want to get you upset, because we know Geminis are very, very patient, aren't they?
Yeah, right.
Aren't they?
Yeah, very patient.
So once again, everybody, welcome once again. Mr. Anthony here with Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club Show, Episode 1. For August 3rd, 2020. And here's the planetary lineup as far as the planets and everything. Right now we have the Sun in Leo at 11 degrees. We have the Moon in Aquarius at 11 degrees. Sun at 11 degrees Leo. The Sun, S-U-N. Keywords, I create. So the Sun is in Leo at 11 degrees. And then we have the Moon at 11 degrees Aquarius. The Moon is I feel. Like James Brown. I feel good. So you got Moon, 11 degrees Aquarius. You have a Sun-Moon opposition out there. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means if you're a Leo or Cancer person, you may be going through some kind of breakup of some sort is what that means with the full moon. Or if you're a Leo or Aquarius, you could be going through a breakup there, is what that means. So the Sun is I create, the Moon is I feel. Sun-Moon opposition, Sun in Leo, Moon in Aquarius, Sun-Moon opposition. So are you feeling the full moon effects there, Frankie, Jackie? Jackie, Frankie?
Yes, but it's not so crazy as it's been the last few months. Like, I feel like actually things are starting to calm down as of this morning. Things started to calm down a bit, so...
So you have been feeling the full moon?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the ruling planet of Gemini and Virgo, so the Sun, I create, the Moon, I feel. The Sun is the ruling planet of Leo, if you're Leo, and the Moon is an Aquarius. If you're an Aquarius, Sun-Moon opposition. So Aquarius means clarity, and Leo means creativity. So the transiting moon right now, everybody, buddy boy, buddy girl, yeah, I'm talking to you. Mercury, transiting Mercury is at 27 degrees Cancer, I feel. Cancer the crab. So if you're a water sign Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, you may have been going through some issues there. And why is that, Mr. Anthony? Because the transiting Mercury in Cancer has been opposing Jupiter in Capricorn retrograde. Mercury opposing Saturn retrograde in Capricorn, and transiting Mercury in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means that either you have a lot of good luck with money and a lot of good luck with career and a lot of good luck with promotions. What that means with transiting Mercury in Cancer retrograde. And here's the good news. Mercury, the ruling planet of Gemini and Virgo, goes into Leo on August the 5th, 2020. So in other words, everybody's been a moody Cancer the past month, actually the past 3 months, because Mercury was retrograde in Cancer. So have you been moody, Frankie Jackie, Jackie Frankie, or what?
Nope.
Not at all?
Heck no, I don't get moody. You know me.
You know, Geminis aren't, you know, Mercury in Cancer is not moody because you're a Gemini, you're an air sign.
Okay.
That means you've been fighting with your evil twin, right?
All the time.
And right now, everybody, buddy boy, buddy girl, transiting Venus. Now, a lot of people always have questions about love. Venus is the goddess of love, money, relationships, marriage, money, stuff that people like. And Venus, the goddess of love, has been a Gemini since late May, April 2020. Then it went retrograde May, June, and Venus is direct now. So with Venus in Gemini, if you're an air sign, if you're an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, you've been having a big visit from the goddess of love, which is Venus. You're also looking at good luck with marriage, relationships, money, finances. So Venus goes into the goddess of love, goes into Cancer, everybody. Coming up, transiting Venus goes into Cancer on August 7th, 2020. It's going to be there till about maybe, give or take, about September 5th, 2020. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? Is that good or bad? It means if you're water sign Cancer, water sign Scorpio, water sign Pisces, you're lucky to have good luck with money, finances, and relationships when transiting Venus goes into Cancer there on August 7, 2020. So have you been feeling a lot of that with Venus and Gemini on your sign there, Frankie Jackie? Have you been feeling good luck with money for the past 4 months?
Yes.
With all your projects?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been feeling that energy?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That'd be great.
I mean, it's been for the first time in a long, long time. Yeah. Mhm.
So you felt the energy of Venus, the goddess of love, with money and finances and relationships.
Yes, actually.
Okay, great. But the flip side to that is that you've been arguing with your twin. Right?
Doesn't everybody...
You've been going back and forth with your evil twin?
Don't tell me I'm the only one, because everybody does that. Everybody's got a twin that they argue with, not just me.
That's very true. Mr. Anthony is born with Jupiter and Gemini, so I'm a Gemini in a big way. That's why people love me.
Okay.
That's why you and I get along, Frankie, because you have Sun, Moon, and Gemini natally, and I have natal Jupiter and Gemini. That's why we get along so well. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we are transiting Mars. A lot of people ask you about Mars. People always ask Mr. Anthony, if you're a woman, when am I getting pregnant, Mr. Anthony? Answer, Mars is in Aries for the next 6 months. Incredible. So Mars means pregnancy, self-realization. It also means working out. It also means anger. Mars is the god of war. So it's going to be there for a long, long, long time.
No.
So if you're a fire sign Aries, fire sign Leo, fire sign Sagittarius, you get a visit from Mars, the god of action, god of pregnancy, the planet of working out, taking action with working out is what you're looking at. And Mars normally stays in one sign for like 45 days. But now it's going to go retrograde late September, October, November 2020. Then it goes direct late November, December 2020. And it's going to be in Aries till about January 2021, like the middle of January 2021. So once again, if you're a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. And if you're a female, or if you're a female alien from Jupiter or Mars, the odds increase that you'll be getting pregnant between now and January 2021. So see how that works out. So do you know anybody who's an Aries, Frankie?
I do.
Okay. So how do you feel about the pregnancy part of that?
Not my Aries people. No way. I don't like it. Nope.
We'll find out about that. Okay, on the other hand, the flip side of Mars and Aries, if you're a Libra, Libra the scales, you'll be going through an opposition between now and January 2021. Is that good or bad, Mr. Anthony? It basically means if you're a Libra, if you have Sun in Libra and Moon in Libra, or ascending Libra, if you have Libra in your astrology, because everybody has 10 signs. Everybody has 10 spark plugs. I have 10 spark plugs. Frankie has 10 spark plugs. Frankie has Sun, Moon, and Gemini, Mercury, and Cancer. Venus and Scorpio, Mars and Leo, and so forth. Mr. Anthony has Sun and Virgo, Moon and Pisces, Mercury and Leo, Venus and Cancer, Mars and Leo, Jupiter and Gemini, Saturn and Libra, Saturn, Neptune, and Libra conjunction, Uranus and Cancer, and Pluto and Leo, and North Node and Aquarius. So if I throw in the North Node of the Moon, everybody has 11 spark plugs. So it's right. So with astrology, everybody, boys and girls, buddy boy, buddy girl, yeah, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you. Everybody has 10 spark plugs when you're born, not just 2 or 3, but 10. So with Mars and Aries, for the next 6 months, if you're a Libra female, odds increase of you getting pregnant between now and then. But also, if you're a sun sign or a moon sign or ascending fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, you're looking at if you're working out too much or not enough. If you're working out too much, you don't want to overdo it. If you're in balance, then you're okay. So we'll see how that pans out. But right now, transiting Mars is in Aries at 19 degrees. So you're into what's called the subdivisions of the zodiac. So right now, Mars is in the Aries-Leo subdivision right now. And the people always ask Mr. Anthony, hey, Mr. Anthony, when is my good luck happening? Well, right now, everybody, Jupiter, which is the god of expansion and growth, is retrograde at 19 degrees Capricorn. So if you're a Sagittarius, if you're a Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, you have good luck with expansion of your career through December 2020. But Jupiter's retrograde, everybody, so that means reevaluate. The key word of Jupiter is I aspire, I expand, I grow. The key word of Mars is I am action, I am self-realization, I am moving forwards with my life. Venus is the goddess of love. I balance, I have balance. Mercury, the planet of daily routine, daily work, ethic, working every day. Brushing your teeth, bathing, showering. But not everybody does that every day. Right, Frankie?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody takes a shower or brushes their teeth.
I guess so. That's not
except
good,
for
though.
You. Brush your teeth. Three times a day, right?
A few times.
The moon is I feel, the sun is I create. So transiting Jupiter right now, everybody, is at 19 degrees Capricorn, subdivision Taurus, Virgo. So Jupiter, retrograde, Jupiter is the goddess or the god of expansion, growth. I expand and I grow. So you're looking at expansion of career if you're a Sagittarius, also if you're a Pisces. Pisces is the co-planet. Jupiter is the co-planet of Pisces in ancient astrology. So you're looking at expansion of career. Capricorn means I utilize keywords. Transiting Saturn retrograde at 27 degrees Capricorn right now, everybody. So once again, Saturn's retrograde. Saturn means career. So everybody's going through a reevaluation of career through December 2020.
Well, that makes sense.
So that's
given, well, you know, given the state of the world, you know, that we're in. I mean, I'm sure people are, I know people are getting laid off, and there's just so much going on that I'm sure there's a huge reevaluation of career right now.
Correct. And also for you too, Frankie Jackie, Jackie Frankie, you were born with Saturn in Capricorn, and Saturn's in Capricorn transiting right now, meaning you have a Saturn return between now and December 2020, meaning everything you've been working on for your career for the past 27 years is going to materialize, all your projects. Wow.
Wow.
That's a good
that's
one. Yes, that means you're going to materialize all your projects between now and December 2020 with that aspect right there astrologically.
Mm.
So all the projects, I mean, I don't mean living in the projects. I mean all the projects you've been working on will materialize.
Nice.
And you might become a land owner of projects.
Hmm.
You think about it.
Okay.
And what you just said there, Frankie Jackie, we have transiting Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn in Capricorn. So what you just said, with all this, these changes, that was under the domain of Pluto in Capricorn. Wherever Pluto goes, it means things change. It means the death of something, death of a rhythm, death of a job, death of your corporate career, but it also means resurrection, rebirth, transition. Wherever Pluto goes, things change. Pluto means I desire to let go, resurrection. Mm-hmm. So we've been having a Jupiter-Pluto-Saturn conjunction in Capricorn for like a long time, for about a year now, 2 years, 2.5 years we've been having that aspect. So it's affecting a lot of people. Especially if you're Sagittarius, Pisces, Capricorn, Aquarius, Scorpio, and Aries with that conjunction. Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn at 19 degrees, Saturn retrograde at 27 degrees Capricorn, and the ever popular Pluto in Capricorn at 23 degrees. But it also means new beginnings for people with their jobs, meaning if you're not happy with your job, everybody, buddy boy, buddy girl, talking to you. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. That means resurrection of your career with Jupiter retrograde, Saturn retrograde, Pluto retrograde for the next 4 months during this window. So we'll see how that pans out for everybody. And then we have transiting Uranus at 10 degrees Taurus. Now, Uranus means I know. Uranus means upheaval, revolution, chaos. Uranus also means clarity versus chaos. Okay? And when everybody was going through revolution in the late 60s, from 1963 to about 1972 in the USA, there were about 20 million riots during that window.
Wow.
Social movements, the anti-Vietnam War movement during that time. We had transiting Uranus, Pluto, and Virgo at that time. Between 1963 and 1972, roughly, Uranus-Pluto conjunction and Virgo at that time, that was revolution, 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 and purification of society at that time. So now we have Uranus and Taurus for the past couple of years. In Taurus is an earth sign. Taurus is an earth sign. It's very possessive of possessions, money, home life, cars, trucks, all that. And that's going to be in Taurus for another 5 years. So you're looking at changes coming through for everybody, and it's an earth sign. We have a lot of earth signs going on right now. And we do live on the planet Earth, last time I checked, correct? Correct, Jackie? Frankie Jackie? Are we on the planet Earth right now? Where are we right now? Where are we?
Yes,
where exactly
are.
Are we?
We're on Earth.
So there you
go. Wow, that's a lot of information.
Isn't it? Neptune retrograde. Neptune is the ruling planet of Pisces and Sagittarius. Then why is that, Mr. Anthony? If you're a student of astrology, the ancient ruling planet of Pisces was Jupiter. Jupiter means I expand. You know, a lot of people always ask Mr. Anthony, Mr. Anthony, do you believe in astrology? My response is always this, buddy boy, buddy girl, I'm talking to you, and you, and you, and you. Thank you. The answer is when they discovered Neptune in 1848, they assigned it to Pisces at that time. So you go back to your astrology books or go online and check that out. Google it. So Neptune is in Pisces right now, retrograde. Neptune, once again, astrology is a language. The language of the gods. The language of energy and information for everybody, for all the human beings that live on the planet Earth. And below the Earth, as above, so below. So if you're a Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, with Neptune retrograde, you're looking at reevaluation of your conga drums. You're looking at reevaluation of your dreams. Why? Neptune means I dream. I have a dream. Okay? Whatever dreams you have. And Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees, it's in harmony with Jupiter, I expand in Capricorn. With Saturn in Capricorn, I materialize. And with Pluto in Capricorn, I desire to materialize. So you have what's called a sextile aspect to Jupiter, I expand. Saturn, I materialize. And Pluto, I desire. So you have a lot of positive energy going on right now with the planets right now. A lot of stuff going on here. And then we have Pluto once again at 23 degrees Capricorn. So once again, let's go back here to Neptune. I believe. Okay. I believe in Vishnu, Shiva, Brahman. So whatever belief system you may have, whatever that is, whether it's spiritual, religious, or if you have no beliefs, the belief of no belief, the religion of no religion, whatever it may be, you're looking where you reevaluate your belief system, you reevaluate your philosophy of life. But you're also looking at whatever you believe or don't believe. For example, a lot of people believe that they want to have a job for 20 years. And I've talked to about 20 million human beings over the past 20 years, 35 years. And a lot of people are not happy with their jobs. But they believe in security. But now with Neptune retrograde, everybody's belief system is going through a reevaluation, rethinking as far as whatever you believe. Does it really serve you? And, you know, a lot of people always ask me about drug abuse. In astrology, Neptune is the energy of drugs, alcohol, you name it. Whatever drugs you use, pharmaceutical. Anything with drugs is under the rulership of Neptune and Pisces.
Well, so this is, I mean, it's interesting that all this is happening during, you know, August 3rd, 2020, and everything the world is going through right now. And I always think, I don't understand, you know, astrology the way you do, of course, right? And yet I feel that it's just like when things are in the position that they are astrologically, it's an opening that it's almost like energy that becomes synergy with us if we're, you know, aware and we can ride with it, you know. But it takes a bit of a opening on our part and stepping into the energy to go with it.
And that's a good point, Frankie, because Pisces with Neptune retrograde and Pisces at 20 degrees, Pisces is a water sign. So you said the magic word. You're looking at all the earth signs of Jupiter in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, Uranus in Taurus, and Pluto in Capricorn, riding the wave of what's going on right now, like a surfer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ride the wave, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't ride the wave, then you're on the beach, lost, gouging for food, in the trash cans. And the seagulls and birds will be upset, when the pelicans will be upset with you because you're taking away their food.
Right. Yeah.
What's up with that? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. And anybody, actually, this is a good opportunity to tell anybody who's listening, if they want to talk to you, they can call in at 516-666-9512. That's the United States, 516-666-9512. And you can get a little reading here, or you can just ask questions in general about astrology and take advantage of Mr. Anthony being open and willing to talk to callers.
And then we have Pluto in Capricorn at 23 degrees Capricorn. Once again, everybody, buddy boy, buddy girl. Yeah, I'm talking to you and you and you, and I'm talking to you too. If you're a Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, sun sign, moon sign, or ascending sign, Pluto is the key. The keyword for Pluto is I desire. I desire to make changes. I desire to take action. I desire to take action with my career. I desire to let go of my old job. And here's another factor here, everybody. With Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, and Capricorn, Capricorn is a sign of being self-employed. So if you have any creative ideas going on here for the next 6 months, you have the opportunity to put that into effect, whatever it may be. It could be like an invention. It could be like anything having to do with crafts, clothing, anything of that nature, or computers out of your home. Start your own business. The opportunity is there. And we finally have, we have North Node in Gemini at 28 degrees. Now, a lot of people ask me about the North Node of the Moon. Okay, basically with that, everybody, buddy boy, buddy girl, I'm talking to you. That's kind of like a Jupiter effect. It's kind of like Jupiter, once again, means I expand and I grow. It's the same effect. So if you're a Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, with a North Node in the Moon, you're going to be expanding with your ideas between now and the next year and a half through 2021. Wow! That's a lot of information here, everybody, for buddy boy, buddy girl. It's a lot of information there.
Yeah, that is a lot of information. It's always a lot of information.
So a lot of people ask me how I do astrology, and the answer is I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm used to reading symbols. I create, I feel, I think, I love, I initiate, I take action, I aspire, I grow, I learn, I know, I believe, I desire. So it's kind of like I've had a lot of practice here with reading symbols. So basically, I'm an alien from Jupiter.
You are. You know,
and if I want to put the plants into words, su mu me ve ma ju sa u ne plu. Thank you very much. Thank you. You didn't know I spoke French, right?
No, I did know that you were from Jupiter, though. I did know that.
That you knew, right? Right.
That
there.
I knew. Yeah, you told me, and I didn't believe you. And then after a while, I was like, you know what? I need to believe him.
I think it was that time that we met at TCP Park where that kind of changed your whole vibration about Mr. Anthony.
That was the time that it changed. Yep, TCP Park.
Remember that? Great park.
It was good sometime during the day.
At least. So if you're a buddy boy, buddy girl, whether you're here or there, everybody, you can call in for a reading with Mr. Anthony at 516 area code 666-9512. So if you want to do a Mr. Anthony reading between now and the next 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, give us a call at 516-666-9512.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be doing karma cards for everybody.
Okay, cool. I love karma cards.
Are you ready for
cards.
That, Frankie? Jackie?
I really am. Yeah, I like karma cards. It's so funny, like, you know, when you actually, I know you talked about it, and when I actually saw you doing it, it was so interesting. I really, really think it's, you have so many different ways of doing your readings. So it's not just the straight up forecast, which is great and that works, but it's also, you know, like the cards and the other
things. Astro dice and horoscopes.
Astro dice. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And by the way, if you don't have time to call into the show tonight, if you want to do a Mr. Anthony reading by phone, call Mr. Anthony at, for a phone reading or text, Mr. Anthony Center, mobile phone, area code 661-492-0065. Mr. Anthony Center, 661-492-0065, if you want to do a phone reading. And somebody asked you the other day, hey, Mr. Anthony, do you do group phone readings? The answer is yes. If you get, like, people together wherever you live, you live on Venus, Jupiter, Pluto, wherever you live, get some people together, then give Mr. Anthony a call to set it up between one and seven people for a group phone reading. If you want to do that, we can do that, or for a personal, private phone reading, you can text or call Mr. Anthony at area code 661-492-0065. Or you can email Mr. Anthony at MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. So whatever is better for you. Okay, so let's do karma cards here, everybody. Buddy girl, buddy dude, buddy guy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. So let's start with Aries the Ram, ruled by Mars. Let's take a look at Aries the Ram. Now, you don't have any signs in Aries, Frankie.
Mm-mm.
But you do have Sun, Moon, and Gemini. That means you can do four things at once.
And I do.
Maybe more. You can do eight things at once.
Oh, my God. I do so much at once. It's like, and sometimes I catch myself, and I'm like literally doing four things at once.
You're reading a book and you're on the computer at the same time.
Listening to music and then talking to somebody who walks in the room that wants to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. And then you're talking on the phone, and then you're talking on the mobile phone, and then you go outside and you talk to the dolphins there near the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the seagulls, right?
Yeah, they're always talking.
So Aries the Ram, first thing I've seen in Aries the Ram, if you're born between March 20 and April 20 of any given year, looking at expansion of home products, real estate, home projects, anything with roofing, home life, expansion of that between now and the next month. If you're Aries the Ram, reevaluate food and diet. If you're Aries the Ram, ruled by Mars. And Mars, transiting Mars, is in Aries right now. So take action with exercise, but don't overdo it. And reevaluate anything with pharmaceuticals, drugs, or alcohol.
Hmm.
Wow. Taurus the Bull. You know any Taurus people? Frankie, Jackie, Frankie?
I do.
Are they stubborn? Or what?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, some are more than others, though.
You're so diplomatic. Wow.
Yeah.
So Taurus the Bull, ruled by Venus, your only planet. Venus also rules Libra. My mom's a Libra, and your mom's a Libra.
That's right.
My dad's a Gemini, and you're a Gemini. And you know what? We can still be friends, Frankie, Jackie, even though you're Gemini.
I know. We work it out. I know to, like, have one of my twins, like, chilling out at all times when I'm talking to you, because both of them are too much.
So if you're a Taurus the Bull, if you're born between April 20th and May 21st, okay, I'm seeing money. For you, Taurus the Bull, money coming your way, could be an inheritance or something with money or something with insurance policy coming your way there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm seeing with Taurus the Bull, ruled by Venus. Taurus is an earth sign. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is a cardinal fire, meaning they're confrontational. Gee, really, I had no idea. Taurus the Bull, they're a fixed sign, stable, stubborn, but they do have the ability to compromise. So if you have any legal matters, if you're Taurus the Bull, they're going to turn out okay. I'm also seeing two people around you, or two guys around you for Taurus the Bull. Gemini the Twin, my favorite sign, air sign, mutable air. You're Gemini, Gemini rising, Gemini moon, Gemini sun. I have Jupiter and Gemini. That means I'm talking a big way. If you're born between May 22nd and June 20th of any given year, let's take a look at you, Gemini. So do you have any Gemini friends? Frankie, Jackie, Frankie?
Maybe.
Do you? You're not sure?
Not really. I don't know. They don't usually last very long.
were those the Gemini people that you know?
Uh-huh. I mean, it goes
yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe too many of us
I
in the room.
I wonder why.
Too many of us in the room.
That's true. If you're Gemini the Twin, born between May 22nd, June 21st, I'm seeing a lot of the emotional stuff going on. If you're a Gemini, reevaluate food and diet if you're a Gemini. Get more exercise. Moderation with the sun up in the sky. Also, I'm seeing could be chaos with you if you're a Gemini, but I'm also seeing reconnection if you're a Gemini with people for projects or contacts or networking that you made the past 2 years. Wow. So if you're a Gemini, sun, moon, and Gemini, like Frankie, Jackie, Frankie, sending Gemini, or sun in Gemini, or moon in Gemini. So you're looking at friends coming up from the past as far as your networking thing.
Hmm.
Oh, you see how that works out. So does that make sense for you as a Gemini, Frankie?
Sure.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because I know you do a lot of networking.
A lot. I do. I'm constantly in communication with other people or reaching out to people. And I've had a lot of people reaching out to me lately. And like that, you know, good friends that just haven't really been talking, you know, people that you talk to a lot and then they go away. And I've had a couple of friends reach out lately and like, hey, you know, I haven't reached out to you, and I'm like, it's cool, you know, don't worry about it. Everybody's kind of going through whatever they're going through. So, yeah, I do have people circling back to me right now. It's kind of interesting how that you mentioned.
So, you've been
it.
Benefiting from transiting Venus and Gemini. Venus, once again, means love, relationship, networking, and it's been in Gemini for 4 months. So, you've been benefiting from that in a big way.
Mm.
Very good,
okay.
Frankie. You can't answer the crab here, buddy boy, buddy girl. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Buddy boy, buddy girl, buddy dude, buddy doll. Here on the Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club Show, Episode 1. If you're Cancer the Crab, sun in Cancer, moon in Cancer, I'm seeing here growth with career. If you're not happy with your career right now, apply for another job, other jobs. You know, I'm seeing good luck with Cancer people. If you're looking for a home to buy, you can do that in the next 6 months.
Hmm.
If you want to buy a home, wherever you live,
hmm.
either here or there. Also, start your own business if you're Cancer the Crab.
Hmm.
You might be a little bit stressed out with everything if you are self-employed, but that's going to pass. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. That's why. The Little Money Bible by Stuart Wilde. Why is that, Mr. Anthony? It's because Mercury goes into Leo on August 5th, and then things lighten up. So I'm seeing growth and expansion for Cancer the Crab people. Leo the Lion. So if you're born between July 22nd and August 21st of any given year, you are a Leo. Leo is a fixed sign. It's a fire sign. stable, stubborn. So Mr. Anthony's a closet Leo, but don't tell anybody. I have sun in Virgo, and then I have seven signs in Leo. That's why I act like this.
Wow.
Mercury, Mars, Pluto in Leo, South Node in Leo, Ceres in Leo, Trans-Pluto in Leo, a lot of Leo. I'm getting a headache just talking about it. So if you're a Leo, I'm seeing here with career, you have two job opportunities coming up your way, Leo the Lion. There could be some issues with kids or family coming up, but that's going to pass. Also, money coming through with inheritance, again, for Leo the Lion.
Hmm.
It could be, you know what, when I'm seeing for Leo, if you're a Leo woman, I'm seeing you meet somebody brand new, if you're a Leo woman or a Leo guy, if you're a buddy boy guy, buddy boy girl Leo, I'm seeing two new guys, if you're a girl, well, even if you're a guy, you never know. And if you're a girl, two new guys. Wow. If you're a buddy new girl, if you're a buddy girl, two girls coming your way in a sudden way. You either meet them at a restaurant or in a sudden way if you're Leo. Whoa.
Oh.
Virgo the Virgin. So Virgo, in between August 23rd and September 22nd of any given year, if you have sun in Virgo like I do, Virgo means I analyze. Leo means I create. Cancer means I feel. Gemini means I think, analyze. Taurus means I have. Aries means I am. I am balanced. The opposite of Aries is Libra. The opposite of Taurus is Scorpio. The opposite of Gemini is Sagittarius. That's why they're so religious. Sagittarius is the energy of religion. Wow.
Hmm.
The opposite sign of Cancer the Crab is Capricorn. That's why they tend to be very serious about life. Leo, Leo the Lion, fire sign. The opposite of Leo is Aquarius.
Mm.
Virgo, the Virgin, earth sign, mutable earth. Opposite of Virgo is Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Virgos are very critical. But then when you criticize Virgo, then Virgo people, then they get sensitive about being critical when you criticize them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hmm.
So do you know any Virgos, Frankie, Jackie, Jackie, Frankie?
God, do I know any Virgos?
Any Virgo people, male or female?
I can't think of any. It's so funny. I just, like, don't talk to a lot of people anymore.
But you do on social networking, right? You do that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do know one Virgo. I have a son in Virgo. You know me.
Well, there you go.
And we're still friends. And you know what? You have, Frankie, Jackie, you have, when you were born, June 12th, transiting Pluto is in Virgo. So are you obsessed with analyzing?
Yes.
Are you? You analyze a lot.
Yes.
Oh. And what do you have, Mr. Anthony? Oh, Mr. Anthony has Pluto in Leo. I desire fun, and more fun. If it ain't fun, I'm not doing it. So you're talking to a guy who's had 20 million jobs, at least. You can't fire me. I quit.
And you did.
And I quit, and that's why I became Mr. Anthony. I was searching for Mr. Anthony for a long time, and I found him finally. I found him on the planet Neptune a long time ago.
Right.
So when I do a lot of readings for people and they're emotional about getting fired or quitting, I always say, look, it's been a blessing. Start your own business. Do your own thing. Or get another job. There's many jobs out there.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, a lot of people believe this whole thing about stability. And what I learned about life, having 20 million jobs, the more you lose, the more you win.
That's true.
So that's been true for me. But I've lost many times, but I've also won because I became Mr. Anthony. Thank you very much. That came from the Batman comics of Batman and Bruce Wayne. Thank you very much. Thank you. So if you're a Virgo, Virgo is the energy of I analyze, I think, the sign of being critical, analyzing. So if you're an earth sign Virgo, let's take a look at you, Virgo. So I have sun in Virgo, and you have Pluto in Virgo. Wow. So that means we analyze each other, Frankie, is what we do.
That's true.
And then we make a good team for working together, because Virgo does mean work. It's a work ethic. You have a strong work ethic.
Me too.
You're a hard worker there, Frankie.
I am. I am. I do. It is.
Okay, if you're a Virgo here with the Mr. Anthony reading with karma cards, seeing new beginnings for love and romance, you could be stressed out with your current love life. And all the energy is going into work or career if you're a Virgo. Sun in Virgo, moon in Virgo, sun in Virgo. I have sun in Virgo. Frankie Jackie has Pluto in Virgo. I'm sure glad I only have one sign in Virgo. I'd rather have like seven signs in Leo. It's more fun. I'm also seeing more money for Virgo. If you're a Virgo, wow, money in your future there, Virgo. Virgo the Virgin, ruled by Mercury. Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. Gemini means I think. Virgo means I analyze. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means the Gemini person says, we'll see the homeless guy over there. And then the Virgo person says, yeah, let's go give him some money. The Gemini says, no, let's go eat. The Gemini's always in a hurry, and you know it.
Yeah, it's true.
See, money in your future there, Virgo, with career or start your own business. Very good. Libra the scales, air sign. Ruled by Venus. So Venus is the ruling planet of Taurus the Bull, which is Earth, and Libra, which is air. Wow, so let's take a look at Libra. Libra the scales, if you're born between September 22nd, give or take, through October 22nd of any given year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom's a Libra. She was October 17th. And your mom is what, October 10th, Frankie?
8th.
October 8th. So is it true what they say about Libras? They're nice in public and mean at home? Is that true?
They can't be.
He's so diplomatic. And why is that, Mr. Anthony? The opposite of Libra is Aries, ruled by Mars, which is the energy or the god of confronting you, the warlike energy when you get to know Aries people. A lot of people ask me that about it, Libras.
Yeah.
And my Libra mom was married to my Gemini dad, and Gemini is an air sign and Libra is an air sign, so they were a very good couple, but they did argue a lot. Did your mom and dad argue a lot?
No, not at all. But my mom and I did. Gemini, Libra. We argued all the time. My dad was a Taurus and just didn't.
So he's very patient.
Very patient, and then just, yeah, he just didn't argue. Didn't ever argue.
So he was in the bull corral chewing his cud.
Okay.
At that time. Right?
Uh-huh.
He was in the bull corral, aka backyard. Okay, so Libra, the scales, ruled by Venus, it's an earth sign, cardinal sign, confrontational sign. They do confront you. But in a very nice way in public, you get to know them when they're at home. Different story, because they
not
become
so
an Aries.
Wow.
Now you know the reason there, buddy boy, buddy girl. Yeah,
right?
I'm talking to you. Talking to you, all right? You're a Libra. Take action with exercise. I've seen two job opportunities if you're a Libra coming your way. I've also seen two new guys if you're a girl or a guy. If you're a girl, I'm seeing two girls if you're a buddy boy, buddy girl. Also seeing money opportunities coming your way. If you have legal matters pending, it's going to be okay. And if you're a Libra woman, you could get pregnant with twins in the next 3 months with Mars and Aries. See how that works out.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Scorpio, the scorpion, ruled by Pluto, co-planet Mars. Mars means I act, I confront. Pluto means I desire. I desire money. So do you know Scorpio people there? Frankie, Jackie? Jackie, Frankie?
Do I? Yes, way too many.
And Scorpio is a fixed sign, stable, meaning stubborn. Wow. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Are they stubborn? So Scorpio is a fixed water. Well, what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? Scorpio means like frozen ice in Alaska. It takes about a year for the frozen ice to melt from the sun, or maybe longer. That's Scorpio. Very loyal, very determined. And they like money. They like money. Scorpio thing. So if you're a Scorpio, once again, Scorpio rising, moon is Scorpio. I don't have any signs of Scorpio. You have one sign of Scorpio, Frankie, Jackie. You have Neptune is Scorpio. Okay, so that means if you dream of making money, it's going to come true.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any signs of Scorpio. None, but I have seven signs of Leo. I don't have any
What's
Scorpio, no.
So
Neptune is Scorpio? It means you dream of making money, it's going to materialize. That's your dream. It also means that when it comes to marriage, because you have Venus and Taurus, when you were born opposing Neptune and Scorpio, that means either you had an unconditional love for the Scorpio people in your life, or you felt that they used you, or you felt like a victim from their stuff, but it was a lesson from them to you.
Mm-hmm.
That means that was your natal astrology. So if you're a Scorpio here, buddy boy, buddy girl, think expansion, good luck with money. You're self-employed, it's going to keep growing there. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Spend more time with exercise. Spend more time outside if you're a Scorpio. Get some more sun. Reevaluate food and diet. And we heard the Scorpio sound from Pluto with that noise in the background.
Hmm.
Very good. Very good, Frankie, Jackie, Jackie, Frankie. Sagittarius, the horse, fire sign, ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter's in Capricorn right now as we speak, meaning expansion of your career and business. But Jupiter's retrograde, meaning reevaluate your business. Reconsider, reevaluate moving if you want to move, if you're self-employed. It also means to reconsider, reevaluate how you do business via computer. Wow, if you're a Sagittarius rising, sun is Sagittarius, or moon is Sagittarius. And Mr. Anthony has ascending Sagittarius. That's why I'm tall and good-looking. You always ask me about that.
Well, that explains it.
Thank you very much. That's why, because Sagittarius means being tall.
Being tall?
Yes. It means growth of your body.
Huh.
When I was 10 years old, I was already 6 feet.
Wow.
Now that I'm older.
I did not know that.
Now that I'm older, I'm 5'11 and a half.
Wow. That's
so Sagittarius, the horse, take a look at you, Sagittarius. Take a look at your future here. Desire for money. And I'm seeing with Sagittarius male, you could get your wife or girlfriend pregnant. If you're a Sagittarius woman, you could get pregnant too. I'm also seeing with Sagittarius people, buddy boy, buddy girl, wherever you are, take your pick. Spending more time with your spouse or mate because you may be spending too much time with your work and career. Wow. Incredible. And there could be delays with somebody you know coming from overseas to the USA. And that might end, looks like it's going to end around September, October of 2020. Capricorn the goat, earth sign. Ruled by Saturn. Saturn means I use, I utilize. Saturn is the planet of karma. What goes around comes around. And so once again, Frankie, Jackie, why should you care? Because the Bible tells me so. It tells me right here.
Okay.
The Little Money Bible by Stuart Wilde. When you were born, Jackie, Frankie, you were born with Saturn and Capricorn at 28 degrees, and Saturn's in Capricorn right now at 28 degrees, meaning new beginnings for your career to materialize once again, December 2020. Okay. Mm-hmm. New beginnings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means don't do too much exercise, because if you put too much stress on your knees, bones, joints, it might cause stress in your body.
Really?
The Saturn in Capricorn means gravity of the human body. You don't want to overdo it.
All
so
right.
You're a lot more than Sun, Moon, and Gemini. You have a lot of signs in you.
Right. Yeah.
Besides Sun, Moon, and Gemini. And Mr. Anthony has Sun in Virgo at 2 degrees and Moon in Pisces at 18 degrees. So I was born on a full moon. That's why
right.
I need space, freedom. I need to be in a place where there's a lot of earth or a lot of water or both. So you have three water signs, Frankie. That's why you live near water. You got to be near water.
I do. It's necessary.
And with Sun and Virgo, yeah. I need to be around a lot of open earth spaces, because I never really liked living in a big city. It was too chaotic for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At that
and you
time.
Are.
But now I'm on a different level of earth now. So if you're a Capricorn, the goat, okay, what I'm seeing for Capricorn, the goat, you need more entertainment at home. Lighten up. Don't be so serious. Take more walks. Go to the beach. Walk in the sand.
Mm.
Also, I'm seeing more money. If you're a Capricorn, the goat, the sunny Capricorn, Sun in Capricorn, Moon in Capricorn, I'm seeing money in your sign here, in your forecaster, Capricorn, the goat. More money coming your way. Wow, very good.
I like
also,
that. Money
marriage,
for everybody.
Good luck traveling. Excuse me?
Money for everybody.
Yeah, you know, the money card's coming out a lot for everybody right now. It's incredible.
That's cool.
I'm always amazed with the karma card. I'm always amazed here with the cards. So good luck with Capricorn and the goat. Why is that? Because Jupiter's in Capricorn right now as we speak. So is Saturn's in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn. So if you want to make more money, the money's there. Just take action,
mm-hmm.
You'll be okay.
Mm.
But I'm not
that's
San Jose.
The thing. Well, that's the thing, though. Take the action. You know, you can't just like go,
correct.
Okay, well, this is good money time, you know? Well, you know,
that's
we're already
good.
At an hour.
That's a good point, Frankie.
Yeah.
It's a very good point there, because you got to take action there.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology with my co-host, Frankie Jackie Hernandez, and your host, Mr. Anthony. If you want to do a reading with Mr. Anthony, via phone, call Mr. Anthony at area code 661-492-0065. And yes, we do take American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa credit cards for phone readings, 661-492-0065, or MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. It's been a pleasure, Frankie. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you
next
Monday.
We'll see you next Monday at 7 p.m.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.